Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 1-4-2-3-5-6-8-7-9-0 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
How unspeakably awful. Hello? Hello. I've just been cut off. The cell phone signal dropped. I was supposed to be calling you, but it wasn't you. Maybe it was my Wi-Fi, or theirs. Maybe it was the neighbor's Wi-Fi. It's always showing up on my cell, and I've just heard the most dreadful thing. Something about a murder, and I hope your voicemail is still recording. How do I find out their caller ID? Where the sound came from on my phone, nothing is showing. I know it was a wrong connection, and I had no business listening. My Wi-Fi must have gotten on theirs. I have so many apps open on my phone. I don't know, but these two men, they were cold-blooded fiends, and they're going to murder someone, some poor innocent woman who was all alone in a house near a bridge, and we've got to stop them. We've just got to. Your number isn't saved in my phone, so I tried to remember your number. I've gotten so used to just hitting the names. This was a wrong number, or I can hear their devices somehow, and we've got to find out who it was immediately. Oh, why are you so stupid? You let it go to voicemail. I knew you were there. I just texted you. It doesn't matter that I was calling you. What time is it? I can't see when I'm on a call. Oh, no, don't go. Dial 411. They can tell me what call I made. Yes. Cell phone connectivity service, please. Oh, yes. I think it's perfectly shameful. Hello? Yes. Now look. It was obviously a case of some cell phone interference or something. I don't have their number in my phone. I just tried to remember and dialed it, but my finger must have slipped and I was connected with some other number or app and I could hear them, but they couldn't hear me. I want to know what happened. Now, I simply failed to see why I couldn't make that same mistake again on purpose. Why couldn't you try to dial on my Wi-Fi now in the same careless way? All right, I'll join the call, only carelessly. Please, thank you. Can you dial whatever number I dialed before? I can't find anything on my phone log. Yes, please, let's call them on a conference call. Oh, busy, I know it's busy. Hello? Hello, you didn't try to get that wrong number at all. I asked you explicitly, and all you did was dial correctly. Can't you for once forget what number I'm calling and do something for me? Well, I want to trace that call. It's my civic duty, and it's your civic duty, to trace that call and apprehend those killers. And if you won't... All right, get me your manager. Oh, are you in America? Very well, please do. All this talk, I can't make anyone understand. It takes so much time to get in. Oh, you are the manager? Hello. Yes. I want you to trace a call, a cell phone call. Yes, I know it should be in my call history, but it's not. Yes, I looked. Listen, do it immediately. I don't know where it came from or who was making it, but it's absolutely necessary that it be tracked down. Because it was about a murder that someone's planning. A terrible, cold-blooded murder of a poor, innocent woman tonight at 11:15. Can you trace it for me? Can you track down those men? It depends on what? Has it been disconnected? Of course it has been disconnected. The call dropped. I didn't even hear it connect. Well, that was at least 5 minutes ago. They didn't seem to be the type that would make a long call. My name is Mrs. Stevenson, Mrs. Agnes Stevenson, but listen, my telephone number is 818-555-0199. If you go on wasting all this time, why do I want the cell call tracked? A call log, something, what? Oh, no reason. I mean, I merely felt very strongly that something ought to be done about it. These men sounded like killers. They're dangerous. They're going to murder this woman. 11:15 tonight. I thought the police ought to know. No, I haven't reported it to the police. No, not yet, but yes, but meanwhile. Oh, for God's sakes, I know you're in India. I want some help. Even a real person. You mean to tell me I can't check this call as a private individual when there's going to be a murder without me getting tied up in all this red tape? What is perfectly idiotic. I'll call the police. Yes, I never heard such nonsense, at least. I can't see why you have to go through all this business. Department? No, it is an emergency. Get me the police department emergency line, please. Oh dear, do I have to hold? Can't you connect me right now? It's an emergency. Oh, this time. Press 3, press 5. Police department? Oh, this is Mrs. Stevenson. Mrs. Agnes Smythe Stevenson of 5353 North Sutton Place. I'm calling to report a murder. I mean, the murder hasn't been committed yet, but I overheard plans for it over the cell phone. I dropped a call and then another Wi-Fi or Bluetooth connected to me. Yes, positively. It was a perfectly definite murder. I heard their plans distinctly. Two men were talking and they're going to murder some woman at 11:15 tonight. She lived in a house near a bridge. Are you concentrating on this? You sound sleepy. And there was a private security guard on the street. He was going to go for a beer on 2nd Avenue. I don't know, maybe it was someone's Alexa my Bluetooth picked up. And there was some third man, a client, who was paying to have this poor woman murdered. They were going to take her rings and bracelets and use a knife. Well, it's freaking unnerved me, that's what. And I'm not well, and I'm very nervous. Oh, my name is Mrs. Stevenson. Mrs. Agnes Stevenson. Oh, my address is 53 North Sutton Place. That's near a bridge. The Queensborough Bridge, you know. Oh, well, I was calling my husband's new work, but that wasn't the number I overheard. I mean, I thought that was the number of my husband's office. He's working late tonight, and his line was busy, and I was trying to reach him to ask him to come home. I'm an invalid, you so. And it's the maid's night out, and I... You look into it? The whole thing calls for a search. A complete and thorough search of the whole city. I'm very near the bridge, and I'm not far from 2nd Avenue. And I know I'd feel a whole lot better if you sent a patrol car to this neighborhood at once. Oh, I don't know. Only the coincidence is so horrible. It sounds like this neighborhood. 2nd Avenue, the security guard, the bridge... Yes, and I don't know where the conversation I overheard was coming from. I'm all alone and very nervous. My maid, Eloise, she's a big girl. She weighs 200 pounds, and she's too lazy to bring up my breakfast tray. It's her night out, and my husband, Albert, he's crazy about me. He just adores me. Waits on me hand and foot. Scarcely left my side since I took sick 12 years ago. He's working. Oh, I don't care how many other matters you have on your desk. This is not routine. It's murder, and it requires immediate attention. Oh, you idiot! Why doesn't Albert come home? Why doesn't he? Customer service again. I just get it. Yes, I'm pressing 4, and then I pressed 2. Hello? Listen to me. Will you tell me what connection my phone got when I made a call earlier? Agnes. That's my name. I called before. Yes, I have a cell phone account with you. You have the number. I'm calling you on it. I can't think what's keeping him so long. Well, try. Don't see why he doesn't answer. It makes me so nervous. I can hear it. You don't have to tell me. I know it's busy. Only I could get out of this bed for a little while. If I could get a breath. fresh air or just lean out the window, see the street. Hello, Albert? Hello? 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 What is the matter with this phone? Hello? 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 Oh, for heaven's sakes, who is this? Hello? 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 Who is trying to call me? What are they trying to do to me? I'm a customer, and I don't know what the matter is with this cell phone, but it's positively driving me crazy. I've never seen such inefficient, miserable service. Now look, I'm an invalid, and I'm very nervous, and I'm not supposed to get anxious too long. I'm on meds, and well, everything seems to be the trouble. I haven't had one bit of satisfaction out of one call I've made this evening. The whole world could be murdered for all you people care. And now my phone keeps ringing, or some alert happens, ringing and ringing and ringing every 5 seconds or so. And when I pick it up, there's no one there. I don't want you to test my cell phone signal strength. I want you to put that call through that I made, whatever it is. Oh, you can't do that. And why, may I ask? And meanwhile, I've got to sit here in my bed, suffering every time that phone rings, imagining everything. You're not trying to check the trouble for me. Oh, what is the use talking to you? You're so stupid, but I know the system is automatic. Oh, young lady, I don't know your name, but there are ways of finding out. And I'm going to report you to your superiors for your outright rudeness. Oh, give me the business office at once. Dial it myself? Do no such thing. I don't even know the number. Oh, you. What's the use? For God's sakes. Hello? Hello? Stop ringing me, do you hear? Answer me. Who is this? Do you realize you're driving me crazy? Why does my phone keep going off? What are you doing it for? Now stop it, stop it, stop it, I say. If you don't stop ringing me, I'm going to call the police. Do you hear? Hello? Hello? Who? Oh, a voicemail? Where did you get it? My voicemail is set up, I'm sure of it. What does it say? Yes, this is Mrs. Agnes Stevenson. Will you play the message, please? Yes, you have my permission. Yes. Yes, that's my number.
Hey, darling, it's Albert. Terribly sorry. I tried to get you in the last hour, but the line's busy. I'm leaving for Boston 11 p.m. tonight on urgent business. Back tomorrow afternoon.
Oh,
keep
no.
happy.
No, I don't need you to text me the message. Oh, Albert. Albert, you... Albert, you... Alone tonight. Alone one more second, I'll go mad. I don't care what he says or what the expense is. I'm a sick woman. I'm entitled to a little consideration. I want a telephone number of Henchley Hospital. No, I don't know the street address. It's a very small and private and exclusive hospital where I had my appendix out 2 years ago. Henchley. H-E-N-C-H-L-Y. Please hurry in. And please, what is the time? Oh, for God's sake. What is the number of Henchley Hospital? Thank you. Is this Henchley Hospital? I want the nurse's registry. I said I want the nurse's registry at once. I want a trained nurse. I want to hire her immediately for the night. The nature of the case is nerves. I'm very nervous and I need soothing and companionship. You see, my husband is away and I'm... No, I'm not under a doctor's care at the moment. I was a patient in your hospital 2 years ago and after all, I don't expect to pay this person for attending me. But this is an emergency case and absolutely necessary. I'm a sick woman and I'm very alone, very... I'm alone in this house and I'm an invalid and tonight I overheard a conversation that upset me dreadfully. A woman is going to be murdered when a train crosses a bridge. In fact, if someone doesn't come at once, I'm afraid I'll go out of my mind. Nurse Phillips, do you have to wait until Nurse Phillips comes in? When do you expect Nurse Phillips in? She went out to supper at 11 o'clock. My phone, I can't see it when I'm on a call. What time is it? 14 minutes past 11. What was that? Why that click just now on my own phone? Something has activated the sound monitor on my door. I can hear it on my phone now. It tells me when someone's at the door on the call just now, but wait, I didn't hear my door opening. My door on the phone. Here in the house. Downstairs. But I did hear it here on this call. The app on my phone monitors the sound if there's movement. There's no video. There's someone in this house. Someone downstairs in the kitchen, and they're listening to me now. They're... I won't pick it up. I won't let them hear me. I'll be quiet, and they'll think... I'm gonna call someone now. But if I don't call someone now, well, they'll still tell me. There'll be no time. I've got to get to the police. Hello, listen, transfer me. I'm in trouble. I don't hear to speak louder. There's someone listening. Can you hear me now? But you've got to hear me. Oh, please, you've got to hear me. There's someone in this house. There's someone who's going to murder me, and you've got to get in touch with them. Oh, there it is. Did you hear it? He's listening on the call. He's coming up the stairs. Give me the emergency desk. Give me the police. I can hear him. Hurry! Hurry!
What is the address of your emergency?
Police Department, Precinct 43. Sergeant Martin speaking. Hello, Police Department, Precinct 43. Sergeant Martin speaking.
Sorry, I...
Yes, sir. What?
Oh, sorry. I dialed the wrong number.
Sir? Oh, wrong number? Okay. Good night, sir.
And so concludes, Sorry, Wrong Number, 2023, starring Stephanie Stearns Dooley, directed by Tom Conkle.